Okay. Today is Daf Lamuches and Yoma. Let's get going. So the Mishnah had mentioned about certain people who were involved in some construction in the Beis HaMikdash and what they, or items that they built in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were remembering their name with Tov. So the woman that we're up to in the top of Lamuches is Nicanor. So Nicanor Nasu Nisim with Dal Sosov. For Nicanor, there were miracles occurred with his doors. So what's the miracle that occurred with the doors? We have to roll down the story. Tanar Rabban going to the Brayis, Man Nisim Nasal Dal Sosov. What were the Nisim that occurred to the gates or the doors that Nicanor had? Amru, they said, Kishahalach Nicanor Lahavi Dalasos Malakzandr Shalatrayim. Nicanor, I guess, commissioned people to construct these gates. They were in Alexandria in Mitzrayim. So he went to go bring them. Right? So the Chazir Yiso, on his way back, Amal Alav Nachshon Shabayam Tavo. There was, I guess, a big storm occurred over, and I guess in the, went up the Mediterranean. It was easier to ship them by boat than to carry them over land. So they went up to sea, and there was a big storm. So Natlu, so the captain, Natlu Acham Ehevi Tilo Yav, because they wanted to lighten the load of the ship. So you know, shades of Yonah, they tossed over one of the doors. Okay, they tossed it over. But dying low Nach Hayami Zapo, but it seems to say that, so the, still the wrath of the sea didn't diminish. Okay, maybe, I mean, I don't know why that would diminish the wrath of the sea. Whatever, it still was dangerous. The boat was still in peril, even with the lighter load. So Bikshu Lahatil Eschaver Tos, they want to toss over the other door. So Amar Hu Ukracha, so Nicanor got up and started hugging the door. Amar Lehman said to them, if you want to throw it over, you know, he goes, I goes. You can end up throwing me over also. Hitiluni ima. So send it over to. I'll get tossed over with it. She says, "Miyad nachazami ba'po." And immediately the sea became easier. V'hayim mitzta'er al chaverta. Nicanor was whatever. He was felt bad that he didn't have the second door. The question is, why did Nicanor only stand up to fight the second door, not the first door?
I'm sorry, I missed it. Who was Nicanor again?
Nicanor was the guy who built the gates called Shah Nicanor.
No, I know, but who was he?
He was the guy who went to Alexandria to build the gates. He was a big donor.
Yeah, just
he was a donor. Yeah, he was a donor. Right.
He was a plastic surgeon who was.
He did a lot of surgery, and he decided to build a shul.
Okay. Yes.
Looking for a fact show. He outsourced it. That's why.
Right, because he outsourced it to. What do you mean? That's why he didn't care about the first one.
No, that's what guy was upset. That's why he had the whole campus.
Yeah, I know, but that seems to.
Should have been outsourcing the material.
But he went to the best place, to the experts. I saw that shot. I don't understand. He went to the experts. You'll see later in the next thing that everyone else had sources with Alexandria.
Yeah.
They were the experts. So I don't, he didn't live in Egypt. You know, oh, he can't be in Mitzrayim. First of all, people did. He didn't live there. He went to the experts. I mean, you have it all the time. You know, what about all the chairs at the hotel? I donated by people from outside. You know, all these things are. Okay, so there are plenty of things that are built from outside. I saw that. All right, Kevin Shigin in the Meilashal Akko, once you got to the port of Akko, Haisam Ivatsesis Vyotsim Vitachas Dophan and Svina, all of a sudden the door came out from underneath the boat, meaning it clung to the boat. But Yesh Omrim, some say, Ber Yeshivayam Balatavi Kiatala Yabasha, some say some of the sea monster swallowed it and spat it out when he got to shore. Right, on this door, Amar Shlomo said, "Koros batenu arazim, rahitenu birosim." I guess the beams of our house are made of cedar, and rahitenu, I guess the gates, the doors are birosim. What are birosim? Atakim birosim elabriya siam. They are from the creature of the sea. The doors came from the creature of the sea. Okay.
Back from
I mean, this is, I think Nicanor is the second base of English. It's second base of English, Nicanor.
All
right. But they're applying it. Lord Shlomo said over there, they do see it all the time. They use that pasuk to justify what's going on here. Lefichach, therefore, kol hasharim shayu b'mikdash, all the gates, should say gates, should say doors. All the gates that were in the base of Migdash, Nishtan li Yoshalzah. I guess they originally made it out of one other material, and they changed it, I guess, to gold. Chutz b'shari Nicanor, except for the Shari Nicanor, Vipnei Shenasu Bo Nisim. Because there were miracles done by these gates, we're not going to change it. Actually, there's only a miracle done by one of the gates, but one of the doors. But but there was no miracle that happened with that door. A miracle happened because he held on to the door. And the miracle of the other one is that I got spat out by some massive sea monster. The Yeshomrim, some say the reason why they didn't replace the gates of Nicanor is not because of the miracle, but because the gates of Nicanor are so beautiful in and of themselves. It was some sort of copper. I guess it was made of copper, but it shone. It was so, and it looked like gold. There was no need to replace it because it looked beautiful. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Nechoshes Kilo Nisa Haisa. It was a special type of copper. And it shone, right? It shone like gold. So there was no need to replace it. A more natural reason as to why they didn't replace the Sha'arei Nikanor. Okay. So after the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah mentioned people who are remembering the Shvach. Right, because they added to the cover of the Mikdash when they made these new things. They made the new kiyor to have 12 people, all the 12 for all the people involved in the Karban Tamid. So now they're going to mention people or individuals or people who are going to be remembering the Mignai, which is also difficult, you know, within Lashon Hara. But how did you all do that? Mention the guy that they were Mamai Kavod Shem Shemayim because they didn't want other people to learn what they did. The Eil Lignai, and these are the people who we recognize and remember Lignai. Right, Shel Beis Garmu, the house of Garmu, Lo Ratzu Lamed Amasi Lechem upon him. They were the Bekim and had to make the Lechem upon him, and they did not want to teach their trade to other people. We saw this in Masechta Shkala. We saw these Gemaras. Shel Beis Avtinus, the house of Avtinus, Lo Ratzu Lamed Amasi HaKetores. They didn't want to teach about how to do the Ketores. They were the bucket of the Ketores. Hugras Ben Levi also Hayu Yodei Perik Vashir. He knew how to make some sort of beautiful sound when he sang, when he did the Shir Hayam and Shir Kol Yom, and he didn't teach it. Lo Ratza Lulamed. And Ben Kamsar, Lo Ratza Lulamed Al Maisa Eksav. He did not want to teach a special way he knew how to write. We'll see in the Gemara, he knew how to write 4 letters at a time. It was some sort of precursor to a printing press or something like that, that he knew how to do. He didn't want to teach it to anybody else. Al Rishonim, so as Machlokas is what this means. Al Rishonim, we'll go Pshat here, means the Rishonim means the people mentioned in the previous Mishnah.
So in the regular Mishnah, together as one.
Right. So Al Rishonim, Nemar Zecha Tzadik Lebracha, remember the Tzadik Lebracha, Ve'al Elu, on these, Lignai, Nemar Vishem Rishonim Yirkav, the names of the wicked should rot. You'll see the Me'iri says, based on the Gemara later, that maybe Rishonim means the beginning, the first couple of people in this Mishnah,
right.
And the Achronim just means Ben Kamsar, because we'll see that the first three had a reason as to why they didn't, which it seems to be a machlokas as to whether or not their reason was accepted or not.
Not only they had a reason, they never had first of all, they didn't have any fresh bread ever in the house, and the second never went out with any perfume.
Right. So the Bali Musa talk about it. I was at a dinner last night, and you know, other than the video, it was pretty boring. But so I was sitting next to Rabbi Feitman from the original. So he said that it could be that, you know, we'll see later on that they gave answers. And so I said, well, then if they gave answers, why are they still Zachar L'Ra? He says, because that's only a tevis. It was a justification on their part. He quoted a Michtam and Yelahu in a different context. He says, sometimes, you know, something comes up and you have an excuse. But that's what it is. It's really just an excuse. It may not have been accepted. In their mind, they justified it, but it just was a justification. Doesn't mean it's still correct. That's what he said. Okay. What? When it comes to things in the base of Middash, you have to let people know. Okay, so let's go on. Let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara now is going to explain each instance is what the problem was. So Tana Rabbanon, base garment, how you say lechem upon him. The base garment were the bakiyim and how to make the lechem upon him. They would make it a certain way that it wouldn't. I guess it wouldn't rot. It was still. It wouldn't come moldy. All right. There was a Nasser thought that it never came moldy, but maybe you had to do it in certain. You had to continue. You had to do it the best way possible in order for the Nas to continue. Right. Velo rotzul lalam. They didn't want to teach anybody else. So shalchu chacham and they umi me Alexandria shom etzrayim. So chacham sent and they brought experts from Alexandria in Egypt, and they basically kicked out mishpachas beis garmu. Because and they appointed these Alexandrians in their stead. I'm assuming Jews. V'hayu yodim la'efos kamosan, and they knew how to bake the bread, right? V'lo yodu lirdos, but they couldn't remove it from the oven kamosan. They couldn't take it out so that it wouldn't break. Whatever, made in a special way, they couldn't take it out that it wouldn't break. Shehalalu, the omni from Alexandria, right? Masikin mibachutz v'ofim mibachutz. They would light the fire outside the oven, and they would bake it on the outside of the oven. They had some way that they were able to do it, that they would bake it from inside, and if from inside they could just slide it, out, and it wouldn't break. So, halalu, means that umne Alexandria pitan mis apeshes, because of the thickness of the bread, they would say that it would get moldy. The halalo ain't pita mitapeshes. It wouldn't get moldy, the Bombay's garmel. So Kishamu Chachamim Badabar, when the Chachamim heard that the lechem for the Alexandrians was getting moldy, I guess it was just a couple days later, I mean, right, they're getting moldy, Amru, they said, Kol Masha Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chvodo Baro. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates, he creates it for his own glory. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Kol HaNikra Bishmi, anything that calls into my name, with the Chvodi Barasiv, it was for my glory I created it. And since it's because, and I guess it's Kavod Shemayim, that the Pas be, you know, beautiful and not moldy, only B'nai, and since only B'nai Garbo, the Bakim with that, we're going to rehire them. We're going to go back and rehire them.
No, the union with,
yeah, so yeah. They kind of had, the scabs were no good, you know, it was like,
yes.
Right? So, the Chazur based Garmel Koma, now basically they want to reappoint based Garmel. Now based Garmel has all the negotiating power. Right? They have all the negotiating power. Chazur based Garmel Koma. So, Shachal and Chachami Velobos, they sent for them and they didn't come back. So, Kaplu Lehem Skaran. So, they doubled their salary. And then they came, Uvo. This maybe here you see like
the first strike,
they weren't strike, they were fired. They were fired. It was like the air traffic controllers. So they were for dating. All I can think of is the football after that second strike, watching those scabs guests play. Right? Right? So Jibakol Yom that every day, right, how you know which name is Armana, they were, I don't know, every day or every year they would take 12 mana. Right, I think it says Lashana. Who says Lashana? The Rosh Hashanah says it was yearly. That was a yearly salary. And Hayom, and after they came back, they took 24. Rabbi Yudom, Rechol, Yom, Esav, Abra, Yom, Rabbi, whatever it was, the salary was double. It's a good deal. So Amru Lehem Chachamim. So the Chachamim said to Beis Garmru, here, Mari Isim Shalolame. Why do you not teach anybody your skill? So Amru Lehem, they said to them, Yodim Hayu Shul Beis Abba, it's known in our family, Shabbai Zed, this Beis Minish Asi Lehi Charev, it's going to be destroyed. Shema Yomar Adam She'ena Mehugan. Maybe somebody who's not worthy will learn how to do this. V'yelech v'yabed avodas chachamim mikach, and then he'll somehow will worship avodah zara with this skill. V'al davar zeh maskir osel m'shevach. And now they recognize them m'shevach because me'ola. Now I think it's period. And there are two ways to read it. Maybe they accepted their excuse. Or maybe they didn't accept the excuse, but so they're not. Rabbi Feynman said they're still zocher lignai for not teaching other people, but for the next sentence there's zocher l'shvach, which they didn't teach. What the zocher l'shvach is that right is that me'olam lo nimtza pas nekiya biyad b'nehem. There was never a fine bread. They didn't have white bread basically in their house because shelo yomru mimas lechem upon him zanizonim. They didn't want people to think that the house was eating from the lechem upon him. The kaiyam hashenemar to do what was stated by Yisrael Nekiyim Meishem Yisrael. You have to be clean in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of Yisrael. So you could say either that because of this excuse, now the argues on the Mishnah and the zocher l'shvach. Rabbi Feinman said the Mishnah says it's zocher l'gnai. Right? So he thought that maybe what's going on is that you're right. They had a teretz for that. That's just an excuse. That's not zocher l'gnai. But, you know, we got to give credit where credit's due, and the credit that is due is that they didn't allow anybody in their house to have fine bread, so they could be Nikian, Meim Hashem. Right? Two ways to go learn it. Same thing.
But that doesn't take away from the Nisim of the
but we said that before. It could be all the time we said, oh, but there's Nisim, we don't have to worry about it. In order to have two things. A, you second base of Midrash, maybe the Nase didn't happen. Or B, you could say that in order to get to the Nase, you have to do everything in the best way possible, and then the Nase occurs. And we've seen this a few times where the Gemara was asked, oh, well, Nase, never, what are you worried about? Nothing ever rotted. What do you have to have the mitbachayim to put it on so never rotted? Well, you have to take your hishtablus in order for the Nase to occur. Exactly. You guys?
Yeah. What was the issue if their descendants would always have known the secrets, what's the problem? I mean, they guaranteed that they always bake it. Why don't we share with Michael Kofler?
Because I guess they're saying in order to that's a good point. In order to glorify it, to explain to people how it's done. Something is done the Shem Shemayim. You want it to be spread out. I don't know. It's a good point. So now basically we have the same Gemara with the Beis Haftinus that they lo ratzul lamed al ma'aseh ketores. They did not want to teach people the secrets of the ketores. I guess it went straight up. Which bush state they used. So Tana Rabbanan Beis Haftinus how you became the ma'aseh ketores. They were bucky in making the ketores. They didn't want to teach anybody else. So they went and they got the experts from Alexandria again. They knew how to. I guess the fatim is to crush, to simon together, to combine them. to combine them together, right? But they couldn't get the smoke to rise up, shel halal, like Beis Avtinos. They couldn't get the smoke to rise up, shel halalu, because Beis Avtinos, the smoke that Beis Avtinos would make, mitamer ve'oleh kimakel, it would rise up like a straight like a rod. Vishal halalu of the Umni Alexandria, Mafsil the Kalakan, the smoke would dissipate, I guess, one place from one side to another. I guess they didn't recognize, they seem to say, that they didn't know the special plant, right? So they didn't know the special plant that allows the smoke to burn, to go straight up. So, Kishashama Chachamim, Badaver, when the Chachamim heard, Amru Komash Merkash Baruch, Chavodu Barosh, and Amar, different pasuk they say here. Kol Pa'al Hashem Lema'aneyu. Anything Hashem works for is for him. It's a different pasuk. The pasuk we said before was, Kol HaNikra B'Shmi L'Chavodu Barosh. Another pasuk. I guess you can figure out what the difference in the pasukim are. All right, so Chazru Beis Avtinos and Komos. They wanted to hire Beis Avtinos again. Yeah, there's a question.
I'd ask a question for Yossi. If there was split up in 24 Mishmaros, everyone had a different family. If you have these two guys, these two groups, having to be there every single day, you take away from what the other groups were doing. Everyone wants to pass, everybody wants to do more when they're there. And here now you're taking it away.
Maybe these guys were there all the time. Maybe they weren't doing
all the time. They weren't supposed to be working there.
Right.
Sure they were Kohanim? I'm assuming
they were Kohanim. The question I have, and I saw it now say also, is that we know that if you're kol choser echa min simanim victorious, you chayav misa. So if they didn't know how to do it right, when they chayav misa, and why does that apply here? Okay, there's a long note here, and a really long note.
Oh, about that?
Yeah, I just saw that here also. Halo shanina shim chiser echa min simanim victorious chayav misa. It's more krisus. The echinichu leumnim hazorim lakdira b'limale ashan. Right? How do they even allow him to do it if it wasn't going to be done appropriately? So you say, quotes a Beis Yosef that says that this din is only said if you're missing one of the 11 ingredients that you learn out from the Tzukim. But other things that you need for Ketores that are just coming to like a Hechsher, then that's a Chayiv Misa. I don't know. Right? Okay, so...
How often do they make it? I
don't know.
So they knew how to combine the ingredients.
Right. So they had all the ingredients, but they weren't able to do the Ketores in the way it should have been done. So that's the answer to the Beis Yosef. Yeah, they had all the ingredients, but they just didn't get the byproducts done right. Okay, so Shocham Chachamim.
They're now buy all the ingredients.
What?
They sell it to you right now if you go to Mechon HaMikdash.
What they think are the ingredients.
What they think.
Okay.
Certain people don't think they're...
They're pretty confident that's what it is. Others... So it's funny they put it together because they're not based Avtinos. They don't know what to do. They still don't know what to do. Shalchulam chachamim v'lo bal. They didn't come back. So they had the negotiating power again. So kafulam scharam. They doubled the schar. Ubal. They came back. V'chol yom ha'anotim shem es harmana. Hayom esrim v'arba. They stayed at 12. Now they're 24. Rabbi Omer v'chol yom esrim v'arba. V'hayom arba in v'shmona. They used to be 24. Now 48. Why did you not teach anybody else how to do this? They said, Yodim Hayu, we know in our family, it's going to be destroyed. Keep it as a family secret so it doesn't leak out, so to avoid the possibility of Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure why you need the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed in order to have this reason. Someone could be worse than Avodah Zarah even when the Beis HaMikdash is around. You look at all of them, nothing. So I don't know why you need. Okay. But on this thing, maskirin osam l'shvach. They all moyotze kala mivusemis mivatehen. No one came out spiced or smelling of perfumed from their house because they didn't want people to think that they were being perfumed from the Ketores. Uchishenos in isha mimokam acher. And if they would marry somebody from outside of the house, masninema. I guess they made it in the ksuba that they made a tonight with her. Shelotit basem. She could never be perfumed. Shelo Yomru, so they couldn't say, the people wouldn't say, Mimasa Ketores Mabasim, but Lekai Mashan Emer Vayisim Lekim Hashem Yisrael. It should be clean in the eyes of Hashem and Yisrael. Okay?
That's part of the time,
I guess, yeah? So now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa discussing, I guess here it seems, this Brisa seems to say that they come and change their minds about Beis Avtinos and Bnei Garmu. So Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Pamachat Haisi Mahalach Baderech. One time, it says, after Korban Bayis, I was walking on the road. Umatzasi Echelim Dev Nehem. I found one of the families, one member of one of these families. Amarti lo, I said to him, Avosecha, right, with the fact that your fathers didn't want to teach their skill, Bikshu laharbrus lechvodon, v'rotzu l'maras kvod makom. But they, at the time, we thought, I guess the argument was that they wanted to diminish the kavod Hashem and increase their own kavod. But achshav, and achshav kamod makom bimkomo, umiyet kvodon. But now the base of Migdash is, I guess, quote to Shammai, since the basement is gone, you still Hashem has his kavod, but you guys have no kavod because you have no job. So basically, you're out of luck. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, so I guess here he didn't. Rabbi Shmuel basically gave it to them. You guys thought, you know, you were so great, and now you have nothing. So Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I mean, this, you know, whatever, their jobs don't exist anymore. They don't have the kavod anymore. So Amar Rabbi, they were outsourced.
No one's job. I mean,
right. They outsourced to something else. Actually, they were downsized. They weren't outsourced. It was downsized. Right. So Amar Rabbi, I remember Akiva, the plant closed down, and the whole, then
nothing,
right, then you have Binghamton. You know, that's what it is. So I'm a Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, Sachti Rabbi Shmuel ben Loga, or Pamacha Sachti Rabbi Shmuel ben Loga. Pamacha Sayatzasi, Aniv Echom ibn Ahem. I went out with one of the Beis Haftinas, Lasade, Lilaki the servant, to gather grass. The Raisi, and I saw Shebacha v'Sachach, or Shechach or Bacha, whatever the Girsa is. So Amarti lo, b'nei Mabach Yisoh, why are you crying? So Amarli, Kavod Avosai Niskarti, I remember the glory of my forefathers. And why did you left? Amrali, shall see the Kodesh Baruch Hu lachzir lanu. In the future, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give it back to us when the basement is built. So why, all of a sudden, were you reminded at this moment? So Amrali, he says, Mali Ashen Kenegdi. I see the Malasha plant. Goes, oh, that's the plant that they use. So he said, really? So he says, Harali, show it to me. So Amrali, he said to me, Shavua Hibiyadin Shemarinos Lecholodim. I can't show it to anybody. I can't show it to you. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, "Famachas masati zoken echad megilas zman miyado." One time, I found this older gentleman, and he had the scroll of spices in his hands. Amar Tilo, I said to him, "May I inatuf? From what family are you from?" Amar Lee said to me, "Mi beis Haftinas ani. I'm from beis Haftinas. Umabiyadcha. So what's in your hand?" Amar Lee, "Megilas zmanim, the scroll of the spices. It has all the names of everything that was needed for the ingredients. So here early, show it to me." Rabbi Yochanan says. So Amar Lee says back to me, "He calls Marchi beis Abba Hayu Kayamim." So long that the house of my father was around, lo hayu most of the choladam. I won't give it to anybody. But actually, when no one else is around, that's not around. Harehu lecha. Here it is for you. Bizarba, but be careful. So here, this is the one guy who gives over the secrets. Everybody else doesn't. That he gave it over. Ukeshavati v'safti levarai lifnei Rabbi Kiva. So when I went and told the story to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Amarli me ato aslo sap mekunusim shleilo. Now you can't speak badly about them, about Beis Haftinas.
Did they share after the fact?
Yeah, I don't know. And maybe it shows that all the kavanah was same Shemayim. But it doesn't make sense to me, because they said the whole reason was, it was maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed. Well, here the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And then they sent it, and they gave it over. And it just doesn't, the members don't jive. I don't know. Okay.
Many years after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed already.
What, with Rabbi Akiva? How many years?
How many years after?
The maximum could be 50 years.
He lived through it, but he lived to 120.
So the maximum
he died
could,
in Baytown,
right. So the maximum could be like 50 years.
Yeah,
so that's the max. So but I'm saying, but the whole point that they said before is that we should be able to Zara after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed.
Right.
The reason, the excuse that they gave is because they don't want to give it out now because maybe somebody will know about it after the Beis Hamikdash.
Because
the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed.
No, yeah, but once it's destroyed already, it's many years since it. Nobody's going to go, oh, I got this from the Beis Hamikdash.
No, but that's somebody would know. No, but somebody would. The reason was that somebody will know how to do it, and then after the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, they'll make it and worship before the Zara.
Not 50 years
later. No, but it defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
It defeats the whole purpose. Of course they can make the connection. It defeats the whole purpose. The whole reason why they didn't want to give it over is because they didn't want anybody to know about it after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed.
Right.
Now we're 50 years after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and they're giving out the secret.
It doesn't
match.
He didn't give away the secret. He gave them the manual. Go figure it out.
Okay, the manual. There were good instructions, maybe. Listen, maybe it was something to build from IKEA and you didn't know how to, you know, it wasn't such good instructions. But still,
we can't
figure it out. Okay, Mikan Amr ben Azai. From this Maisa, they wanted to push out, Ben Megarmo, Beis Haftinas, and they couldn't do it. That, Bishimcha Yikarucha B'mkom Koshibucha. You don't have to worry. Because Hashem has things to works it out. He'll always call on your name. He'll always be in your spot. You'll get what's yours. If you're deserving of it, you'll get it. Ve'ein adam nogei b'mukan shel chaveru. No one can touch the parnasa of his friend. If it's belong, if it's yours, it's yours. Because Baruch Hu will see to it that you get what's rightfully yours. Ve'ein malchus nogas b'chaver tafilu kamol neima. You can't have one kingdom, you know, take over the other kingdom when the first kingdom is in existence. There's always a clean break. You have an inauguration day. You have a process. One goes out. One comes in. Okay.
How do you learn that from this story?
Because with the Saftinas, they tried to kick Beis Saftinas out, and it didn't work. They tried to keep the families out. It didn't work. It was theirs. It was their role to play. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that they would continue to play their role. Okay. Now we learn about Hugras ben Levi, who knew how to sing a certain way and didn't want to teach it. So Tanya, Kishehu, nosing kolu ben ima, when he would send out his voice to sing, right, I guess when he would extend his voice, machnis gudolo l'soch piv, he would put his thumb in his mouth, Umeniach etzba'o ben hanimin, and he would put a finger between his lips or between his hair and his mustache, and I guess he would make some beautiful noise. Ad shahoyu echav hakohanim niskarim evas rosh lacharem. They would hear it. It was so beautiful. They would all stop and turn around to see what was going on. Somehow he was able to do some trick with the mouth, and he was able to make this beautiful music that people would actually stop what they're doing, and he wouldn't teach anybody. Tana rabbanan.
He would fold backwards all at once.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean? They would flip. They would do a backwards flip.
Yeah.
Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Leonard Bryce, now talk about Ben Kamtzar. He was the one who was able to write four letters at once. Ben Kamtzar lo rotz lamed al maisa ksav. Amrola, they would say it about him. Shayu notel arba klumusin. He would take four pens. Then it's supposed to be between his fingers. The imhaiso teva shall arba osios. If it was a four letter word, which I guess here means shema vaya. If you had the four letter word, hayikosav vivas achas. They discuss why it's better, why it's a good thing to have to write it in right away. He wouldn't be writing it. He write it all at one time. So Amrulo, they said to him, Mara Isa Shalolulami, why didn't you teach to other people? So Kula Machuchuvul Dvrayam. All of them they had an answer, they had a teretz. But then Kamtzar lo machuchul dvarav. That for him, there definitely was no excuse and no reason not to teach it. He probably just wanted to keep it secret for himself. I think that's reason enough. But
hard to do.
But yeah.
Write four letters at the same time.
I was wondering, did that, you know, the
halal be a
considerum?
Right. So
is that considerum?
Yeah, maybe all at once. Maybe you have to word is basachas.
Is that considered in order?
I guess so. It's definitely not considered out of order.
Right. Well, as long as you don't write the fourth one, we
right.
Don't
so.
Which one are both in the Beis
HaMikdash? All right, this was not in the Beis HaMikdash.
And the one before the singing was also not in the Beis HaMikdash.
Well, it wasn't a Avodah, but it was in the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Levi doing the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. It was the Avodah Salavim in the Beis HaMikdash.
That he was a Levi?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah,
it's his name.
Oh, yeah, the
heart. Okay. It's impossible. So he says it must have been some sort of press, some sort of thing that he had that could
so
do
then
it.
Can't do what he
calls it. Could be. Right, I can't. I got to stop right now to take a drink.
So what compelled them to anyway, this guy was able to write four letters at the same time.
He had either he was able to write it or he had to make.
Did anybody have a right to say teach it to them? I mean, they could say teach it.
Because maybe he wanted, because there must have been whatever reason was. He didn't have an excuse not to. He didn't have an answer.
But why should he? It's not an involvement of it.
Because it's still, because you can still, because if you had an ability, if someone has an ability to print more svarim, and you can have more people have more chumash, then you do it. Right? So therefore, now we should go back to what they said in the Mishnah, lefichach, right, al rishonim nemar zeichas tzadik bracha. So maybe here we're talking about Bezgar, Bezartinus, and Hogus Ben Levi. We say zeichas tzadik bracha, but al ben kamtzar bechaverav. Similar to ben kamtzar, if you don't have an excuse, nemar v'shem rishonim yirkav. The names of the wicked will rot. So my v'shem rishonim yirkav. What does it mean? The names of the wicked will rot. Anyone like him?
Who could write that?
Anyone who does something, and doesn't share it. Okay. So my v'shem rishonim yirkav. Amar Rav Elazar, it means Rakivivus Tale Bishmosam, the Lo Maskin Bishmaisam. It's like their names become random. We don't use their names anymore. We'll never use those names. So they always ask, so what about all the Tanaga named Yishmal? Why do you name Tanaga Yishmal? So basically, you can say either Yishmal, two answers they gave. Yishmal either did Shuvah, so he wasn't a Rasha when he died, or two, that name was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a good name. It's a name that Hashem gave the names. Okay. All right, so now we're going to bring a proof. So Maisev Ravina. Ravina learned, I guess, in the Raisa, Maisev Bedoeg Ben Yosef. You had the individual named Dov ben Yosef, Sheinichu Aviv ben Katan Imo. He was orphaned at a young age. V'chol yom haise imo moded the Tov v'tfachayim. Every day, the mother would measure him, and whatever size he was, she would give that amount, whatever he weighed, she would give that amount of gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Ukishagavar Oyev, I guess when Nebuchadnezzar took over, and took over and there was a siege, Tivachtu, she shechted her son Doag, Va'achaltu, and she ate him. Right? And that's what the Pasuk says, Va'alea, Konon Yirmiyo, and this is when Yirmiyo mentioned, when he said, Im Tochana Noshim Piryam Olim Tipuchim, if women would eat their young. Right? Yeah, but the kinos is it's actually an echa, but it's a pasuk in echa that the kina plays on, but the Yirmiyahu wrote echa. So therefore, Meshiva Ruach Hakodesh veOmeres. So therefore, Ruach Hakodesh said, Im Yaharei b'Mikdash. The answer they had, Im Yaharei b'Mikdash Hashem Kohen v'Navi. Right? How can it be? So he says. So it's basically payback. You killed the Kohen and Navi in the base of Mikdash. You're going to end up killing your own. That was the Nebuah of Yirmiyahu. Right? You ask the question every Tisha B'av. She was, there was a siege, there was a hunger.
And she gave, what was the point of her giving her money every day?
Every day she was donating to the Beis HaMikdash. She was very wealthy. And it came, she ended up having, she had so much money then, and she ended up having no food or nothing to eat, and she ended up eating her child. So the Gemara says, basically, what's the point? The point is, here you have somebody who was named Doag. Doag was a bad guy in Navi. Now you have somebody here named Doag. So
he said, he killed
right. So he says, look what happened to him. We don't do that. It's a riot. You don't name people like that. Chazi my solid bay. See what the end of this baby was, that he was shechted, and basically you see that the names of Rishayim shouldn't be used. Okay. Now we're going to bring a few more mamarim for Rabbi Lezer about Zecher Sadik Lebracha and Shemesh Sharam Yirkov. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lezer Sadik Me'atzmo V'Rosha Me'Chaveiro. A Sadik, if from his own actions. You recognize his own actions, and a Rasha even gets recognized for the evil and bad ways, even from his friend's actions. So tzaddik me'atzmo d'ksiv, zecher tzaddik lebracha. Lashon yachid. You're tzaddik, you remember the bracha. V'rasha v'chaveiro d'ksiv v'shem rishayim yirkav. The names of the evildoers in plural. So you even get thrown in with the other rishayim. So amrle Ravina lehumei rabbanon d'ham misad agad l'kamei. So Ravina said to one of the rabbanon who was organizing the Agadic statements in front of him, Minaha Milsa, from where do we know the Amar Rabbanon Zecher Tzadik Lebracha? He goes, where do we know it? Amar Leh, the Haksiv, it says in the Pasuk Mishli, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. That's how we know it. So he goes, no, Midoraisa Minolon. Where is there a hint to it, a remnant to it in the Torah? So it says, the Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Bereishis, Vashem Amar, Hashem says to Abraham, Hashem says to himself, Hamechase Ani Me Avram Asher Ani Oseh, am I going to hide from Abraham what I'm going to do? And then Ksiv, and it says immediately after that, the Avram Hayo Yiyeh L'Goy Gadol V'Atzum. Avram's going to be a great nation. So right when he mentions the name of Avraham, he gives him a bracha right afterwards. So therefore, Ksiv Sadek L'Bracha. So they're going to ask the other way around. Right? B'Nah HaMilsa D'Amar Rabbanon Shem Risharam Yirkov, that the name of the evildoers will be righted. So Amar Leg, it says in the Pasuk, Mufurash, in Mishlei, V'Shem Risharam Yirkov, right? This is the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yud Pasuk Zayin. So he says, no, I want to know where's a hint to it, the Araisa. Amar Leh, the Haksiv, V'Shem Yisham Yerkov. So no, we the Araisa mean Olon. He says, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'ye'ahal al Stom. I guess they came down to Stom. Uksiv, it says right afterwards, V'anshe Stom, Roy, the Chatoim Hashem Od. So right after they finally mentioned Stom, it mentions their evilness, their wickedness. So that's Shem Yisham Yerkov. Amar Rabbi Lezer says, we find Sadiq Dar ben Shnei Rishayim v'lo lama maseh. We once find that Sadiq lived amongst two evil people, and he was such a Sadiq he didn't learn from their wicked ways. And we also find a Rasha that Dar ben Shnei Tzadikim v'lo lama maseh. We have a Rasha who sat by two Tzadikim, and he also didn't learn from their good ways. You know, it's not always, not always 100%. That's just because you're in a good environment. Sometimes there's a personality and other influences. So Tzadik Dar Ben Shnei Rishayim V'lo Lomim Maseim, who's that? That's Uvadja Hanavi, right? That he lived with Achav and Izevel, and he didn't learn from their Maisim. And the Rasha, who's Dar Ben Shnei Tzadikim V'lo Lomim Maseim, is Esav. That's Esav who lived with his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, and nevertheless, he didn't learn from their good deeds. Okay.
Also Yaakov Garthi, the Tiger
Shmuel. Right. But who are the two Rishayim they lived with?
No, he didn't say he was good, and he was good to Obama. And he was good.
Right, but the Dumari here is talking about Shnei Rish. He lived amongst two Rishayim. Your example lived with one Rishayim.
Laban, and then
who? who lived with Lord Lavan. That was the second Rosh. That's the first Rosh. Never says anywhere in the Torah that there was anybody else other than here. Here it's clear that there were two Rishayim. Quoting the one tzaddik living with two Rishayim, that example that we know of is with one and one. Okay. Who knows? Why? You have other examples of you have plenty of people, you know, who one spouse is one way, one spouse is the other way. Okay. So, the Amar Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar also says, from the blessings that the tzaddikim get, you learn what the curse for the rishayim is, and from the curse of the rishayim, you learn exactly what the bracha for the tzaddikim are. From the bracha of the tzaddikim, you learn kol rishayim. Where is that? Diksiv, because it says, again, it's by Avram. Ki yadativ l'man asher yitziva, right? Esbanav es beiso acharav shamur derech Hashem l'man vi Hashem al Avram es asher diberlov iksiv basrei. You have the bracha of Avram over there. Ksiv Basrei says afterwards, "Vayomar Hashem zakat adom v'mraki rava," and the chatasa continues the chatasam ki chavdom ha'od. Erdan aver, see what's going on. You see, right after Hashem gave a bracha to Abraham, he said he's going to go destroy the Rishayim. So the one, so from the bracha of one, you see the klala of the other, and vice versa. Mikolasan sharishayim atalamay bracha tzadikim. The ksiv, it says right there, "Vachei stom ra'im v'chatim laHashem." They're evil. V'Hashem Amar Avram, Achrei Perei Lot Mimo, he says, Kol Arutz Shazot Asher Tarei Lechad Nena. So you see the curse over there, the bracha over here. Next mimer from Rav Elazar. The Amar Rav Elazar, Afilu Bishvil Tzadik Echad HaOlam Nivra. Even for one tzadik, there's only one tzadik, it was worth it for the world to be created. Shenema, the pasuk says, V'yar Elokim Esor Ki Tov, Hashem saw the light that is good, and he created it. The Ein Tov El Tzadik, and Tov means tzadik. Shenema, the pasuk in Yeshaya says, Imrud Tzadik Kitov. Therefore, it was good to Hashem to create this, even for one tzaddik. All right. Amar Rav Elazar.
The light was good.
All right. Well, the light means tzaddik.
There's no people
in it. He made the light. for the tov, for the tzaddikim. But Amar Rav Elazar Kol Hamishakeach Davar Mitalmudo. Anyone who forgets anything that he learned, this is tough. Gorim galus levanav. He causes galus to his children. I guess he causes a shrina to leave his children. Shneimar, the pasuk of Mishnah says, "Batishkach Torah selakecha." You'll forget the Torah of your God, of your Lord. Eshkach banecha gamani. Also, I'll forget your children. Which is, I don't know. I thought the pasuk shah means that if you forget and you don't go in the path of Torah, then Hashem will protect the children. But I mean, if you forget anything you learned, and it's a raya. This goes in the book Menachem as a raya against Afyomi. There's no way you remember everything that you learned.
I mean, it's everything you learned.
We'll put it in a footnote.
Okay, in the back.
In it says the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. It's talking only about when you put it out of your mind, not if you forget it.
Right. Actually. I know, but...
Which means you don't practice it.
Right, means you don't review.
Right.
It's not necessarily review. It's something that you're not...
Right, you don't have to do it. Right.
I do it every 7 years.
Okay, so Rabbi Bo says he learned from here. Not only does Hashem leave him, Morjim Osim Yiglaso, he gets taken down from his place, his high place. And Amar Kiata Dat Maasta, if you are Moes, this is your right, I guess over here. If you forsake it, but you make it get disgusting, the Emascha Mikohen Li, I will remove you from being Kohen Li, your place. All right. Now we bring some memoros from Rabbi Chia. Am Rabbi Chia Barab, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Ein tzaddik niftar min ha'olam ad shenivra tzaddik hamosu. No tzaddik dies unless there's another tzaddik in the world already to replace him. Shenemar, there's a pasuk says in Koheles, v'zorach ha'shemesh u'bah ha'shemesh. You know, the sun shines, and then the sun sets. So first you have the person born, there's always another someone to take the place. And the raya is Achelo Kafsa Shimsho Shel Eli. Eli, before Eli died, Zachar Shimsho Shel Shmuel Haramasi. Shmuel was there. It comes before we said that there's no one steps on another one else's toes. But yeah, I guess you're not saying that he's a god. He's in existence before the previous tzaddik goes away. The next tzaddik is already in place. Yeah, the Galgal HaChozer. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ro Akharis Baruch Hu Shel Tzaddikim Watim Akharis Baruch Hu. So that the tzaddikim are very small. So he wanted to make sure there weren't going to be so many. So in order to make sure that there would be enough for each generation, he planted tzaddikim in each generation. He didn't put them all in one generation. He planted them in each generation. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Shmuel, Kila Hashem mitzukei eretz vayashes aleim tevel. I'm not sure how he types that, but somehow that's right. How do you teach that pasuk? Okay. Even for one tzaddik, it'd be worth for the world to be for the, even with one tzaddik, even only one tzaddik is alive, the world can be sustained. Tzaddik is lashon yachid, and that's the pillar of the world. The pillar of the earth is a tzaddik. Okay. It's a different pasuk though. Right. And he said that there were none. In the end, there were none. All right, Rabbi Chiya now says you can only mean a pasuk. Rabbi Chiya, the day Amar, Rabbi Chiya just called Rabbi Yochanan, and now Rabbi Chiya is saying by himself, Rabbi Chiya, the day Amar, Mehacha, you can learn it from here. It says Raglei Chasidav Yishmor, which I guess means Raglei, the learning was because of, or due to, because of the Chasidim, Hashem's going to keep the. To keep the world, but wait a second. We just said it's for one. Chasidav is plural. So that's more says Chasidav is lashon rabim tuva mashma. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak Chasidoksiv. Well, if you look at the ksiv, it's just Chasidos, right? So therefore, for one keeps the world. Okay, continue. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochlan. Kevon sheyatzu rov shnosav shel adam velo chata. If most of the years of an individual have passed and he has not sinned or hasn't gone asit this certain type of sin, shuv ein chote, he's done. He's not going to have to worry about it. Shenemar raglei chasidav yishmor. And here raglei, you guess you can learn that. I guess maybe it means the end. Right, raglei chasidav yishmor.
Yeah.
How do you know when you're going to go? Right. How do you know when you're going to go? 70 or 80 is what people say. That's what the pasuk says. I don't know. I don't. How do you know where you're going to go? But also that goes against the kol gadol mechaver yisro gadol hameno, that is constantly. You know, there's a constant battle. Divei Rav Shila Amri. Right. So Divei Rav Shila Amri came and shabal yada dover aveir pam rishon shniya veinochote. If something comes to you one time or two times and you didn't sin, shuv veinochote. You're not gonna sin with that. Shneimar raglei chasadav yishmor. I don't know if that's true. I mean, you're placed in a situation. One time you pass, one time you pass, and then next time you whatever you passed. Right? You didn't pass. I'm saying that I think it's the more you work on yourself. The more you work yourself, and the more you become in tune with yourself, and you work on your midos, and you're gonna be able to pass the test because you're gonna change your personality. You're gonna make sure that you're not gonna do it. I don't think it's a guarantee.
You can't retire
to
Las Vegas and spend the rest of the years there
and not worry. Right, that's true.
It's a cold
on the strip. Okay. Reish Lakish says, "My Dixiv." The pasuk says, "Right." Let's keep going. Yes. The pasuk says, "Im la leitzim hu yalitz v'lanavim itinchem." If he's with the leitzim, he'll be leitz v'lanavim to the people of navim, he'll get chen. He'll get good things. So it means that bali tamei, someone comes to become a rasha. Posim lo, if you want to be a rasha, that's fine. I'll let you do it. Bali tahayir, if you come to choose good, misayin also. Hashem helps you. Basically, any which way you want to go, Hashem's gonna you choose. You choose which way you're gonna go, and Hashem will let it, will let you go that way. So Tana de Bay Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Adam Shahaya Mocher Nef Ba'afar Simon. Yeah, Mashal to a person selling two oils, Nef and Afar Simon. One's a good smelling, I think, and one is not so good smelling. Right? What? Neft is not very good smelling, right? So Ba Lil Dod Neft, the guy wants to buy the Neft, and it's pretty bad. It smells pretty bad. So he wants to measure. So Amro Lo, so the mocher tells to the buyer, Medod Atal Atzmecha, you measure it. You measure it out. Val Limdod Afar Simon, if he wants to buy the Afar Simon, so Amro Lo, Hamtin Liyach Emdod Limcha, Kadesh Nifasem Nivata. Let me measure it, so we both get it. It's whichever way you want to go, you want to buy the bad, you deal with the bad. You do the good, you deal with the good. Okay. Fine, right? What? Let's get to the Mishnah. Right, how much we have? 3 minutes? Talking about the debate, Rabbi Shmuel. Listen, I didn't even look at this yet, but I'm sure we can do it together to finish the Mishnah. Talking about the debate, Rabbi Shmuel. Learn the advice of Rabbi Shmuel. Avera mitamtemes libo shel adam. The asin impures or obstructs the heart of the other person. Shemar, the pasuk says, lo sit amu bahem v'nitmeitem bo. Don't sin, and then you become obstructive. Okay, the teva nitmatem, right, is without an aleph there. So it's nit matem with adam aleph, the tmeya, also it's the tumtum. Okay. But al tikrein nisam tem bum, ella bin nitam tem bum. Losham timtum of being obstructed. Okay. Tanarabana, and the one of the raisa. The lo titamu by, lo tit, tamu bahem v'metem ba. Right? So why does it say tuma twice? So adam mitama atzmo me'at mitama also harbe. You could, I'm just gonna do a small avera that opens a big Pandora's box on this weekend. You want to do something small, you're gonna become tamei a lot, right? Milamata, right? Someone who's mitama himself down here mitama also milamala. When yeshiva shalmala, he's gonna become tamei. You have impact here. What you do here, head back up there. But olam hazeh, if he's mitama himself in this world, mitama also la olam haba. Be very careful what you do, because it has impact. What you do here has impact on olam haba. Tana rabbanon, the pasuk says, v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kidoshim. Right, so why does it say twice? Same thing. Adam mekadish atzum ma'ad, mekadish zoharbe. You mekadish yourself a little bit, Kadosh Baruch Hu mekadish you a lot. Milamata, if you mekadish yourself here, mekadish olamala, you become kadosh up there. If you're gonna become, if you mekadosh yourself in this world, you'll become kadosh in the next world. The same thing, just the opposite. Okay. Hajjan Allah Omar Lemuna, Hajj Allah Omar Lemuna, Hajj Allah Omar Lemuna. Everybody have a wonderful day.